Western Digital Black SN850X SSD review. Face meltingly fast. On August 23rd in PC World by John L. Jacoby. Comes darn close to supplanting the FireCuda 530 in real-world testing as well as random ops. At a glance, editor's choice. Experts rating 4.5 out of 5. Pros: excellent performance. Decently affordable given its speed. Available up to 4 terabytes. Optional heatsink for 1 and 2 terabyte models. Cons: pricey per gigabyte. Somewhat parsimonious TBW ratings. Our verdict? Western Digital's Black SN850X is an excellent and slightly more affordable alternative to Seagate's Mite FireCuda 530. It's also especially adept at real-world transfers and random operations. Price, when reviewed, $160 for 1 terabyte, $290 for 2 terabytes, $700 for 4 terabytes. Western Digital's Black SN850X lit up our test meters with outstanding real-world and random performance. It equaled or surpassed the mighty Seagate FireCuda 530 in a couple of tests, and by a rather wide margin in one. Even if it couldn't quite match its rival sequential throughput under synthetic benchmarks, the SN850's overall performance makes it a more than viable alternative to Seagate's best. It's also a bit cheaper, though its TBW ratings are also far lower. Western Digital Black SN850X, price and design. As you might guess, giving our glowing report on performance, you won't be seeing the Western Digital Black SN850X in the bargain bin. Indeed, while it's less expensive than the FireCuda 530 at the moment, it's still not cheap, with a manufactured suggested retail price of $160 for the 1-terabyte model, $290 for the 2-terabyte, and $700 for the 4-terabyte capacity. Add $20 if you want a heatsink. Most modern motherboards provide their own for the 1-terabyte and 2-terabyte capacities. The 1-terabyte and 2-terabyte tested versions are single-sided, and I'm guessing the 4-terabyte is double-sided, hence the lack of a heatsink option. The SSDs themselves sport the usual 2280, 22x80mm, M.2 form factor, and are PCIe 4x4 NVMe types. The NAND is 112-layer TLC, triple-level cell 3-bit, with what the company claims is a Western Digital-designed controller. Western Digital's solid-state expertise comes courtesy of SanDisk, a company it purchased a while back, and that's the name on the controller. Western Digital provides a generous 5-year warranty, but the TBW, terabytes that may be written, ratings were about average for cheaper drives, are a bit parsimonious for a top-shelf drive. Basically, 600 TBW for every 1 terabyte of capacity, less than half of what Seagate provides for the FireCuda 530. TBW ratings are like the or 50,000 miles on automobile warranty. If you exceed them, the warranty is over, whether it's been 1 year or 5. Western Digital Black SN850X performance. I've definitely let the cat out of the bag as regards to performance, but I'm guessing you'd like some specifics. I get paid to provide them, so Here goes. The SN850X was a smidge slower, mostly writing, in the Crystal Dismark 8's sequential test. Not by a lot, mind you. On the other hand, it fairly clobbered its rival in random writes with 32 cues in play. The performance between the two drives, and most others, was very similar with only a single cue, so you can chalk this up to the controller. Adding everything together, the rival FireCuda 530 comes out on top, though not by a whole lot. The SN850X's aggregate score is the second fastest we've seen. Real-world performance with our 48GB data sets was excellent as well for the SN850X. The aggregate time is the fastest we've seen on our new testbed. The SN850X once again bested its main rival when writing a single large 450GB file. By a narrow margin, to be sure, but a win is a win. The record for a single non-RAID drive is 209 seconds by the Team Group Cardera A440 Pro, another very fast drive that's only a bit slower than the FireCuda 530 and SN850X. The SN850X lacks nothing in performance. What it didn't show in Crystal Dismark 8 in terms of sequential throughput, it demonstrated in the real world, as we live in the real world. Internal drive tests currently utilize Windows 11 64-bit running on an MSI MEG X570 AMD Ryzen 3700X combo with four 16GB Kingston 2666MHz DDR4 modules, a Zotac NVIDIA GT710 1GB PCIe X2 graphics card, and an AS Media ASM 3242 USB 3.2x2 card. Copy tests utilize an IM disk RAM disk employing 58GB of the 64GB total memory. Each test is performed on the newly formatted and trimmed drive, so the results are optimal. Over time, as a drive fills up, performance will decrease due to less NAND for caching and other factors. The performance numbers shown apply only to the drive of the capacity tested. The SSD performance can vary by capacity due to more or fewer chips to shotgun reads and writes across and the amount of NAND available for secondary caching. Bottom line, if I was choosing a drive to anchor a new testbed, it would be the Western Digital Black SN850X. Random performance is what makes operating systems seem quick, and that is where the SN850X shines. Then again, if I were concerned about warranty / TBW or sequential throughput, the FireCuda 530 might get the nod. Half a dozen, one or the other nonetheless, an excellent product from Western Digital.